Treasure Mountain Junior High received an F grade based on results from the 2016-17 SAGE tests. The three core areas tested are language arts, math, and science. District Communications Director Melinda Colton says it's upsetting to see any school get an F, especially given all the challenges the school faced last year.
We had one school fail. That was Treasure Mountain Junior High. And the minute I say that name, I think a lot of people could understand why. 3 years ago, the opt-out rate there was 1%. And within 3 years, it's at 25%. And if you also look at what happened at that school last year, it was a pretty traumatic year as our junior high students dealt with the deaths of two of their peers. So our administration, our faculty, made huge strides in really helping these students process the events from last year.
According to the test results, the school district decreased in performance from last year. Competency in science dropped by 6 points, math fell by 4 points, and language arts down 3. The data from the student scores is used by the state of Utah to calculate school grades. Colton says the district doesn't look at Treasure as a failing school.
They do such great things there. They just finished and passed an accreditation. When you consider that these students are all the same students that end up going to Park City High School, and that's rated as one of the best high schools in the country. So it's just kind of an anomaly, I think, as far as a really difficult year last year. And we as a district don't look at that too seriously. We know that our educators and our administration there are working incredibly hard for our students. And so as we get those Galileo results mid-year and end of the year, we're really looking for those things to start to turn around.
The state requires SAGE testing in all Utah schools, grades 3 through 12. However, students are allowed to opt out of the test entirely. Colton says with the heavy testing culture, 47% of students in grades 9 to 12 opted out of the test. Ecker Hill and Treasure Mountain Junior High are at 26% opt-out. The four elementary schools had very low opt-out rates.
Those students that are opting out are also some of our better students, so that's going to skew the numbers. They do very well on Galileo, which tells us they would probably do very well on stage.
Galileo is a standardized test used to measure individual academic growth. It's taken several times a year and used by teachers to adjust curriculum and provide interventions for students who are not making progress. Colton says the SAGE scores aren't an accurate picture of student success and points out the 97% graduation rate as a better indicator. She says the state is looking at different assessments because they recognize more and more students are opting out.
They are currently looking right now at different assessments. And, of course, we're in favor of that. The state is looking at using the pre-ACT in 9th and 10th grade rather than the SAGE. And that is something that we would really support.
Park City is the highest opt-out rate in the state of Utah. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.